Welcome to Zichud Daf Siman Memor by Ram Goldar and today Masechta Shavuos Daf Hey, the first parak Shavuos Shtayim. So the three topics we're going to focus on. Number one, tonight I'm discussing the source that a carbon for Tumas Mikdash HaKadosh requires Yediya B'tchila, initial awareness of his Tuma and the relevant Kajim prohibitions. Rabbi says V'ne'alam Mekol Shiyada, and it was concealed implies that he previously knew. Rav explains that since it does not say he aluma mimenu, and it is concealed from him, but v'ne'alam, it means his previous knowledge became concealed. Abai objects that this word is also used regarding a sota sin being concealed from her husband. There, if the husband initially knew about her sin and forgot, the sota waters are ineffective. Furthermore, the word v'ne'alam is used regarding the Torah's value, which was never fully understood by anyone. Therefore, Abai explains that Rebbe holds Yediyas Beis Rabo Shema Yediyah. Knowledge from one's schoolhouse is called adequate knowledge, since he surely once learned that a sheretz makes one tame, and he felt himself touching the sheretz. Rebbe considers this sufficient awareness for a carbon, although he never realized he became tame. The Mishkan's case of one who never had initial awareness is Betinok Shenishpa Lebina Nachrim, with a child taken captive by Gentiles who never learned the basic laws of Tumah. Point number two, our Mishnah stated, Yesiyas Shabbos Shtayim Shehena Arba, prohibited transfers on Shabbos are two, which are actually four. The first Mishnah Masechus Shabbos states that Yesiyas Shabbos are Shtayim Shehena Arba Bifnim, two which are four for bringing inside, Shtayim Shehena Arba Bechutz, and two which are four for taking outside. Each pair includes the cases listed on Daf Gimel Amud Aleph and two additional cases where one party lifted the item and the other deposited it in the other domain, and one of them transferred it from one domain to the other. Since neither performed all three critical elements, neither is liable for a carbon. The Gemara asks why our Mishnah does not list these cases, and Rav Papa eventually answers Hasam to Ikar Shabbos there, where the main topic is laws of Shabbos. It teaches cases of carbon liabilities and also cases which are pater. But our Mishnah only teaches cases of Chiyuv. The four cases of Chiyuv are two cases of Hotzah, taking out, and two cases of Hachnasa, bringing in. Although the cases are listed as Yitzios, Rav Ashi demonstrates that this term is also used for Hachnas because any removing of an object from its place can be called taking out. And point number three, the first Mishnah in the Nagaim states, Maros Nagaim Shnaim Shena Arba. Appearances of Tzaras are two, which are actually four. Number one, Beharis Azek Hashelik. Beharis is intensely white, like snow. Number two, Shnila Kesid HaHechel. Secondary to it is white, like the lime plaster of the Hechel. Number three, Se'es Katzemer Lavan. Se'es is like white wool. And number four, Shnila Kekrum Beitza. Secondary to it is white, like an egg membrane. The first and third are the primary avos, and the second and fourth are the secondary toldos, each listed after its av. A toldo can combine with its own av to comprise the minimum shear of kagris for tsaras, but a toldo cannot combine with another toldo or other av. Therefore, the Gemara says that this Mishnah cannot agree with Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva holds, as demonstrated on the next daf, Zo Lamal Mezo, this one is above that one, meaning each one can only combine with the shade immediately above or below it in descending order of whiteness, which is Shelag, Tzemer, Seed, and Krum Beitza. If this Mishnah held like Rabbi Akiva, Seed could not combine with any other shade, since its Av, Shelag, is two levels above it, and Se'es, the shade immediately above it, is not its Av. So once again, the three points are, number one, Tanaim discussed the source, that a carbon for Tumas Mikdash Kedoshav requires Yediya B'tchila, initial awareness of his Tuma and the relevant Kajim prohibitions. Rabbi says, V'ne'alam Mekol Shiyada, and it was concealed implies that he previously knew. Rav explains that since it does not say he aluma mimenu, and it is concealed from him, but V'ne'alam, it means his previous knowledge became concealed. Abai objects that this word is also used regarding a sota sin being concealed from her husband. There, if the husband initially knew about her sin and forgot, the sota waters are ineffective. Furthermore, the word v'ne'alam is used regarding the Torah's value, which was never fully understood by anyone. Therefore, Abai explains that Rebbe holds Yediyas Beis Rabo Shema Yediyah. Knowledge from one's schoolhouse is called adequate knowledge, since he surely once learned that a sheretz makes one tame, and he felt himself touching the sheretz. Rebbe considers this sufficient awareness for a carbon, although he never realized he became tame. The Mishkan's case of one who never had initial awareness is Betinok Shenishpa Lebina Nachrim, with a child taken captive by Gentiles who never learned the basic laws of Tumah. Pointing to our Mishnah stated, Yetzias Shabbos Shtayim Shehen Arba. Prohibited transfers on Shabbos are two, which are actually four. The first Mishnah of Masechus Shabbos states that Yetzias Shabbos are Shtayim Shehen Arba Bifnim, two which are four for bringing inside, Shtayim Shehen Arba Bachutz, and two which are four for taking outside. Each pair includes the cases listed on Daf Gimel Amud Aleph and two additional cases where one party lifted the item and the other deposited it in the other domain, and one of them transferred it from one domain to the other. Since neither performed all three critical elements, neither is liable for a carbon. The Gemara asks why our Mishnah does not list these cases, and Rapapa eventually answers Hasam to Iker Shabbos there, where the main topic is laws of Shabbos. It teaches cases of carbon liabilities and also cases which are Pater. But our Mishnah only teaches cases of Chiyuv. The four cases of Chiyuv are two cases of Hotzah, taking out, and two cases of Hachnasa, bringing in. Although the cases are listed as Yetzios, Rav Ashi demonstrates that this term is also used for Hachnas because any removing of an object from its place can be called taking out. And point number three, the first Mishnah in the Nagaim states, Maros Nagaim Shnaim Shena Arba. Appearances of Tzaras are two, which are actually four. Number one, Beharis Azek Hashelek. Beharis is intensely white, like snow. Number two, Shnila Kesid HaHechel. Secondary to it is white, like the lime plaster of the Hechel. Number three, Se'es Ketzemer Lavan. Se'es is like white wool. And number four, Shnila Kekrum Beitza. Secondary to it is white, like an egg membrane. The first and third are the primary avos, and the second and fourth are the secondary toldos, each listed after its av. A toldo can combine with its own av to comprise the minimum shear of kagris for tzaras, but a toldo cannot combine with another toldo or other av. Therefore, the Gemara says that this Mishnah cannot agree with Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva holds, as demonstrated on the next daf, Zo Lamal Mezo, this one, is above that one, meaning each one can only combine with the shade immediately above or below it in descending order of whiteness, which is Shelag, Tzemer, Seed, and Krum Beitza. If this Mishnah held like Rabbi Akiva, Seed could not combine with any other shade, since its Av, Shelag, is two levels above it, and Se'es, the shade immediately above it, is not its Av. All right, so now we get our siman daf hay, and our standard siman is hay, or a haystack. So here goes. While the boy sat on a bale of hay, learning from his Rebbe that a dead sheretz is tameh, which would eventually become ne'elam from him, four farmers were passing bales of hay in and out of the barn, each farmer having a different shade of tzaras. Once again, in slow motion. While the boy sat on a bale of hay, hey, that must be more on daf hay. While the boy sat on a bale of hay, learning from his Rebbe that a dead sheretz is tameh, which would eventually become ne'elam from him, which reminds us, Tanaim discussed the source that a carbon for tumas mikdash kedoshav requires yediyah b'tchila, initial awareness of his tuma, and the relevant kadshim prohibitions. Rebbe says, v'ne'elam makol shiyada, and it was concealed implies that he previously knew. Abai explains that Rebbe holds Yediyas Beis Rabbo Shema Yediyah. Knowledge from one's schoolhouse is called adequate knowledge. Since he surely once learned that a sheretz makes one tameh, and he felt himself touching the sheretz, Rebbe considers this sufficient awareness for a carbon, although he never realized he became tameh. The Mishnah's case of one who never had initial awareness is Betinok Shenishba Lebein Anachrim, with a child taken captive by Gentiles who never learned the basic laws of Tumah. So while the boy sat on a bale of hay, learning from his Rebbe that a dead sheretz is tameh, which would eventually become ne'elam from him, four farmers were passing bales of hay in and out of the barn, which reminds us, the Gemara discusses why our Mishnah lists four cases of Yetzias Shabbos, and the Mishnah in Shabbos lists eight. Rapapa eventually answers Hasam to Iker Shabbos there, where the main topic is laws of Shabbos. It teaches cases of carbon liabilities and also cases which are Pater. But our Mishnah only teaches cases of Chiyuv. The four cases of Chiyuv are two cases of Hotzah, taking out, and two cases of Hachnasa, bringing in. Although the cases are listed as Yetzios, Rav Ashi demonstrates that this term is also used for Hachnasa because any removing of an object from its place can be called taking out. So while the boy sat on a bale of hay, learning from his Rebbe that a dead sheretz is tameh, which would eventually become ne'elam from him, four farmers were passing bales of hay in and out of the barn, each farmer having a different shade of tzaras, which reminds us, the first Mishnah in the Nagaim states, Maros Nagaim Shnaim Shehen Arba, appearances of tzaras are two which are actually four. Number one, Beharis Azek Hashelek. Beharis is intensely white, like snow. Number two, Shni'ala Kesid HaHechel. Secondary to it is white, like lime plaster of the Hechel. Number three, Se'es Ketzemer Lavan. Se'es is like white wool. And number four, Shni'ala Kekrum Beitza. Secondary to it is white, like an egg membrane. The first and third are the primary avos, and the second and fourth are secondary toldos, each listed after its av. A tolda can combine with its own av to comprise the minimum shear of a gris for tzaras, but a tolda cannot combine with another tolda or other av. So once again, while the boy sat on a bale of hay learning from his Rebbe that a dead sheretz is tamei, which would eventually become ne'elam from him, four farmers were passing bales of hay in and out of the barn, each farmer having a different shade of tzaras. All right, so now it's time for four blabach hazara. Daf Chavdod. So the Simur Daf Chavdod is a kud, a pitcher. So here goes. In the Potter's Taryag Mitzvah studio next to the shelf of 11 pitchers, that must be on Daf Chavdod, kud. In the Potter's Taryag Mitzvah studio next to the shelf of 11 pitchers stating mitzvahs that had the king's seal, which reminds us, after teaching that there are 613 mitzvahs, the Gemara continues that David HaMelech came and established them on 11 fundamentals because of the generational decline. So in the Potter's Taryag Mitzvah studio next to the shelf of 11 pitchers stating mitzvahs that had the king's seal, the potter was designing three more pitchers with guidance from a Navi, which reminds us, later Yeshayah came and established them on six fundamentals, and then Micha later established them on three. Number one, B'asos Mishpat, to do justice. Number two, B'avas Chesed, to love kindness. And number three, B'atznei Aleches Imel Kelcha, and to walk discreetly with your God. So in the Potter's Taryag Mitzvah studio next to the shelf of 11 pitchers stating mitzvahs that had the king's seal, the potter was designing three more pitchers with guidance from a Navi, when he spotted a fox at the window on Har HaBayis and a rabbi smiling, which reminds us, the Masechta concludes with the incident when Rabbi Kiva explained to the rabbis with him why he was smiling when he saw a fox coming out of the Kadosh Kadoshim. A pasuk links the reliability of the prophecies of Uriah Cohen and Zechariah, who prophesied in different periods. As long as Uriah's prophecy about Yerushalayim's destruction was not fulfilled, Rabbi Kiva feared that Zechariah's nevuah about its rebirth would not be fulfilled. Now that Uriah's fearsome prophecy was fulfilled, Zechariah's would certainly be as well. They said to him, Akiva Nichamtanu, Akiva Nichamtanu, Akiva, you have comforted us, Akiva, you have comforted us. Dav Beis. So the Simur Dav Beis is a bais, a house. So here goes. The man who woke up in a panic in the Yediyas Atuma house, that must be on Dav Beis, house. The man who woke up in a panic in the Yediyas Atuma house, when he realized he had forgotten he was Tameh when entering the Beis Amigdash, and now had to bring an Olav Yored, which reminds us we discuss which Karbanos Mechaper for which transgressions of Tumas Mikdash Kedoshav, as Sheyesh by Yediyah Betila, a case of mistaken Tumah violation, which involves one's knowledge beforehand that he was Tameh, V'Yediyah Besov, and his knowledge at the end that he ate Kachim, or entered the Mikdash while Tameh, V'Elam main time, and forgetfulness in between, meaning he forgot he was Tameh, or that the food was kachim, or the area entered was a mikdash, he's chayv to the carbon ol of yored, which goes up and down, meaning it varies based on his financial status. If he did not yet become aware of the violation, the sa'ir hanasa bifnim, the goat of Yom Kippur whose blood application is inside the heichal, and Yom Kippur itself suspend his punishment until he discovers his violation, and he will then bring an ol of yored. So the man who woke up in a panic in the Yediyas Atuma house, when he realized he had forgotten he was Tameh, when entering the base of Migdash and now had to bring an Olav Yored, woke up the Seirim for Yom Kippur Regalim and Rosh Chodesh, which were kept in a pen together since they atone for Tumas Migdash Kedosha, which reminds us, Rabbi Shimon was asked, Maoshi Yikru Vezeh Bezeh, what is the halacha regarding the different Seirim that are brought for various cases of Tumas Migdash Kedosha being sacrificed one instead of the other? For example, if a Seir was designated for Yom Kippur and was lost until after Yom Kippur, can it be used for the Regalim, Rosh Chodesh? He said that it can, and they asked, since the atonements are different in his opinion, how can one be used for the other? He answered, they all come to be Mechaper on Tumas Mikdash Kedoshav, albeit for different cases. So the man who woke up in a panic in the Yediyas Atuma house, when he realized he had forgotten he was Tameh when entering the Beis HaMikdash, and now had to bring an Olav Yored, woke up the Seirim for Yom Kippur Regalim and Rosh Chodesh, which were kept in a pen together since they atoned for Tumas Mikdash Ukadoshav. And the Seir HaMishtalech down the hall, which is Mechaper for all their Averos of Yisraelim Kohanim, and the Kohen Gadol, which reminds us, the Mishnah concludes, Ashar Aver Shabbatorah, for all other transgressions, which are written in the Torah, whether relatively light or severe, whether done b'mezid or b'shogeg, whether he became aware of the violation or not, anase or losase, those punished with karas or execution, the Seir Mishtaleach is mechaper. There's malchokas of the Kohanim attain kapara through the Seir Mishtaleach at all. Daf Gimel. So the Simran Daf Gimel is a gamal, a camel. So here goes. The men in the Shavuos caravan of camels, that must be more on Daf Gimel, Gamal, camel. The men in the Shavuos caravan of camels, which followed the Makos caravan of men, shaving their heads and beards, which reminds us, the Gemara asks why Masechus Shavuos follows Makos and explains that Makos ends with several cases of multiple Malkos liabilities, such as cutting payas on both sides of the head, and five occasions for Malkos for destroying one's beard. Therefore, the Tanakh continued with Shavuos, which begins similarly with Shavuos Shtaim, Shana Arba. O's are of two basic types that are actually four. So the men in the Shavuos caravan of camels, which followed the Makos caravan of men, shaving their heads and beards, were riding four Shtaim Shana Arba camels, which reminds the Gemara explains the Shtaim Shana Arba cases in each one of the Mishnah's list of Shavuos, Yedias HaTuma, Yetzias HaShabbos, and Maros Nagayim. So the men in the Shavuos caravan of camels, which followed the Makos caravan of men, shaving their heads and beards, were riding four Shtaim Shana Arba camels, and told one rider who made a shvuah about the past that although he would not be chayav a carbon, he was chayav Malkos, which reminds us, the Gemara objects that the Mishnah does not agree with either Rabbi Akiva or Rabbi Shmuel. Rabbi Shmuel holds in Daf Chaf Hei Amud Aleph that only a shvuah, asking Lavo about the future, meaning I will eat obligates of carbon, not shvuos about the past. And Rabbi Akiva holds in Daf Yadal Rama Beis, Hel Mikdash, forgetting about the Mikdash when entering while Tameh, does not obligate a carbon. The Gemara answers the Mishnah follows Rabbi Shmuel because although he does not obligate a carbon for false shvuos about the past, he does hold a person liable to Malkos for an intentional transgression, and the Mishnah is referring to Malkos. Daf Dalet, so the Simur Daf Dalet is a Dalet, a door. So here goes. The door installer, door, that must be on Dav Dalet, Dalet, door. The door installer who was Chai Malkos for using a key to cut off his Meheris, which reminds us, having explained that our Mishnah falls for Bishmol, and the liability for the four types of Shavuos is Malkos, the Gemara asks about the Mishnah's fourth case, Maros Nagai by Malkos Ika, regarding appearances of Saras, what Malkos is there? It answers with one who cuts off his beharis, because Rabbi Elah said, Kol makrin shenemar hishamer pen ba'al ino el losase. Wherever it says in the Torah, be careful, lest or do not, it's nothing but a negative prohibition and incurs malchus. Since the Torah writes, hishamer benegha tzaras, be careful about the tzaras affliction, one who cuts off his tzaras receives malchus. So the door installer, who was Chai Malkos for using a key to cut off his Beharis, was on his way to install two doors decorated with karbanos, one for Helm Tuma entry and one for Helm Kodesh entry, which reminds us, Rabbi Yosef says the Mishnah's Rebbe about karbanos, who's incorporating various Tanaim's opinions. Rav Kahana explained that Rabbi Yosef meant that Rebbe himself holds these views, not that he was merely presenting various Tanaim's opinions. Thus, the Mishnah reflects his own opinion. He quotes a brayso approving the Rebbe darshan's repeated v'nelam nelam to obligate one both for Helam Tuma and Helam Mikdash. So the door installer, who was Chai Malkos for using a key to cut off his Beharis, was on his way to install two doors decorated with karbanos, one for Helam Tuma entry and one for Helam Kodesh entry, when he got the bad news that he could use his front door of opinion of men because it's considered karka, which reminds us, the Gemara brings the Malkos about what may not be used for opinion of Ben, based on Darshin Ribui Umiut or Klo Prat, whether it's only Shtaros or Shtaros Karka and Avadim. Alright, so now it's time to conclude with our pop quiz of 10 questions. Number 1. Which stuff do you the Rebbe holds Yediyas based Rabbo Shema Yediyah, knowledge from one schoolhouse, is called adequate knowledge to qualify as Yediyah Betchila? That's on Daf. Hey. Number 2. Which stuff do you know that Michal later established the Tariq Mitzvos on three principles? That's on Daf. Chavdalad. Good. Number 3. Which stuff do you know that Rabbi darshans the repeated Ne'alam and Ne'alam to obligate one both for Helam Tuma and Helam Mikdash? That's on Daf. Dalad. Good. Number 3. Which stuff do you know that one gets Malkos for cutting off Tzaras? That's on Daf. Dalad. Good. Number 4. Which stuff do you know that one whose marbia or manhig a redeemed, disqualified carbon transgresses kalayim? That's on Daf. Chabez. Good. Number 5. Which stuff do we discuss? Why our Mishnah lists four cases of Yetzias Shabbos and the Mishnah Shabbos lists 8? That's on Daf. Hey. Good. Number 6. Which stuff do you know that one brings an olive yord for Yediyah Betchil v'Yediyah Basof, the Helaman time? That's on Daf. Beis and Shavuos. Good. Number 7. Which daf do we win that David Melch came and established the Tariq Mitzvos on 11 fundamentals? That's on Daf. Chavdalad. Good. Number 8. Which daf do we learn why Masechus Shavuos follows Masechus Makos? That's on Daf. Gimel and Shavuos. Good. Number 9. Which daf do we learn that Ratzal Kodesh Baruch Hu Lezakos Es Yisrael, therefore he gave us many mitzvos? That's on Daf. Chav Gimel. Good. Number 10. Which daf brings the pairing of the four shades of tzaras listed in Maseches Negayim? That's on daf. Hey. Excellent. That concludes today's shiur. This is Rabbi Avraham Goldar from Zichru wishing you a great day and great learning.